Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for everyone. Rabbi Ratzah Sheyichyu, Mishmah Asmar Sester Basra Pshmuel, and the Swiss Rafuas, Rus Victoria Basil Ravida, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rabbi Moshe Merez, Yosef Ben Baracha. We're learning about the Din of Sukkah Psulim de Rabbanon, based on the Sefer B'nai Chayil. The Mishnah, at the beginning of Sukkah, tells us Sukkah Shikavua Me'esrim Amah Psula. So it's higher than 20 amas, is possible. Ask the Gemara, why by a mavui does it say that if the beam is higher than 20 amas, yimayit, hilashin is psula, it's disqualified, the hilashin is yimayit, you should lower it. The Gemara answers, sukkah is dairaisa, and therefore it says hilashin of psula. Mavui is only derabanan, and therefore it says hilashin of takanta, the alleyway is only derabanan. So therefore it says a lashon of how to fix it. Explains Tosfos that if it would have said Lagabi Sukkah Yemayit, it would be Choshesh that people would make a mistake and say Yemayit means Lechatchila V'diyaved Ksheira. People would have thought about by a sukkah. They would think lechatchila you should be memayit. In other words, lechatchila you should lower the height of the sukkah. But b'diavad, if you didn't do so. After the fact, you didn't do so and you're sitting in such a sukkah, the sukkah's ksheira. And we don't want people to make such a mistake that if you're not memayit, then the sukkah's kasher, or ksheira. For diktek b'lashono, the Tana was medaktek in his lashon, d'almas l'day sula d'oraisa, the person might come to an isra d'oraisa, because a sukkah that's higher than 20 amas is pasim d'oraisa. Person sits and sets a sukkah, he's over and misses his essay. And therefore, Tani Psula, to tell you that if it's higher than 20 amis, it's possibly even b'di'eved. But the Mavi Dirabanan, Mavi, which is only Dirabanan, that din of having a beam in an alleyway, there's no mikshol v'doraisa. The Tana wasn't so concerned. The Tana Yemayet, Shulashin Ma'alya. And therefore the Tana learned the total Lashon of Yemayet, which is a sort of a kinder, more gentle Lashon. Like we see at the beginning of Pesachim, you should speak nicely, because the Torah was careful to say, Asabahem Asher Einenu Tahara, and not Tamei, wrote extra letters in order to speak in a more gentle tone. Instead of saying Tahara, it says Sherinenu Tumeya. Here also it says Min Yumayet instead of Psulas. So we have to understand two things. Number one, why by a Dirabanan are we not Choshesh? Maybe people will make a mistake. It could be Choshesh Dirabanan also that people make a mistake. And also, it's from the Lashon of Tosis, it's Mashma, that if the psul of a sukkah that was higher than 20 amis was only midrabanan, then it would have written a lashon of yemayit, because that's the klal of Tosfos, that if it's daraisa you write a lashon of psula, and if it's only darabanan you write a lashon of yemayit. So it's mashma that if by sukkah the high sukkah higher than 20 amis would be pasul darabanan, we would have written a lashon of Yemayit. That's an important to note and to understand. And we're going to explain. Because Tosfos later on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ramaschil de Omar writes that Sukkah, which is Pasul de Rabbanan, is really Pasul de Raisa. Here it's Mashmin Tosfos that if the Psul of a Sukkah Gvoa would only be de Rabbanan, it would have said a lashon of Yemayit. But if a sukkah is on Ponsel de Rabbanan, we learn later on that such a sukkah is really pasul d'oraisa. Because they explain later on, and what it says later on, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoronis was sitting in the sukkah, and his table was in the house, which is machlokas b'sham and b'is hillel. Where did b'sham you're not yotze? Because you might follow your table into the house. And the zakenim said to him, if this is what you did, then you were never mekayim mitzvah sukkah in your whole life. And then that tells us right, lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkah, filu b'doy raisa lo kiyam, even b'doy raisa, you were mekayim mitzvah sukkah. That if you didn't do it properly, the way the Rabbanan said to do it, with your sukkah in the sukkah, with your table in the sukkah, then you weren't even mekayim the mitzvah doy raisa. And the Achronim discussed this at length. A lot of people talk about this Tosfos. That if you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, al pi the Rabbanan, you weren't even mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. But if that's true, then how is there a mashmaos in Tosfos that if it would have said, if sukkah would only be pasul the Rabbanan, then you would have said a lashon of yumayit? No. If sukkah, which is higher than 20 hours, is pasul the Rabbanan, then it's pasul d'oraisa, so the lashon of yumayit wouldn't work. It should say a lashon of psula. So it appears as follows, that we have to understand the Yesod of Tosfos. Me'echi Tesi, we should say that Sukkah that's only Pasul D'Rabbanan, you're not even Yosei D'Oraisa. The Prima Gadim explains Tosfos in the Mishpat Sof Zav, Tafresh Nun Aleph, Sifkat Dalet, that it's because of the lo sase of lo sasser. In other words, sukkah, which is psulim de rabbanan, chachamim aser to eat in such a sukkah, like he's in a sukkah and his table's in the house, he might follow his table into the house. And there's a lav of lo sasser, and it's like the Torah says, not to eat in such a sukkah. And if so, it can't be that it's yotze yidei chovasa b'daraisa in this sukkah. And it's not because of mitzvah baba avera, but it's worse, because you can't be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah in a sukkah that the Torah asered to sit in, because mikoach ha'iser it's a sukkah psula, and therefore it would have said, and therefore a sukkah which is pasul the rabbanan is even pasul d'oraisa, the Torah asered to sit in such a sukkah. Because the rabbi says it, say it's no good, and the Torah says it's no good. That's the Prima Gadim. We have to understand that if that's true, if there's a lav of lo sasser to sit in a sukkah, it's only pasul d'rabbanan. If so, why does Tosfos say, and daf beis amud aleph, like we asked before, that if the sukkah is higher than 20 amis, it would only be pasul d'rabbanan, then the mashmos of Tosfos is that the correct lashon would be yumayit and not psula. No, it should have said psula, because anytime the sukkah is pasul d'rabbanan, it's really no good d'oraisa. And not only that, but if the Prima Gadim is correct, why by mavui does it say yumayit? And Tosfos says that the Rabbanan were not choshesh because he's going to come to an iser. But based on the Prima Gadim, if you're metaltel mechatzel l'mavui, you carry from the courtyard to the alleyway, and the alleyway doesn't have a proper beam to enclose it, the din is that it's an iser de Rabbanan, and now there's going to be a lav d'orais of lo sasser, so it shouldn't have said by a mavui yamayit, it should have said psula. So maybe we can answer based on the Nesivis in Reish Lamed Dalet, a famous Nesivis who writes that a shogeg be'isil de'rabbanan is different than a shogeg be'isil de'oraisa, because a shogeg be'isil de'rabbanan isn't an avera, because the iser is not the iser b'cheftza, the iser is not listening to the rabbis, rebelling against the rabbis, and if it's only the rabbanan, he didn't have intention to rebel against the rabbis. There's an Isser D'oraisa, an Isser B'cheftza, and therefore, even if you didn't know, B'shogeg, you need Kapara, but in Isser D'Rabbanan, you don't need Kapara. That's the famous Yisod of the Nesivos, which not everybody agrees with, but that's what the Nesivos says. So according to this, we understand Tosfos. If it would have said that a sukkah is higher than 20 amos, Yemayed, the chashash is, maybe people will make a mistake and say this is only a din l'chatchila. But b'diavad, even if you're not Memayed, you're okay. And if so, the person's only shogeg. Tosfos says the chashash is dumatay inshi. The person's only shogeg. And then Tosfos is correct that if the psul would only be derabbanan, it would have said yemayit. Because then we only would have been in the world of derabbanans. And if you make a mistake on a derabbanan, you don't need a kapara. And for that very reason, the gabe mavui yataka says a lashon of yemayit. Because the chashash is that a person's going to make a mistake and put the beam of the mavui higher than 20 amos. And a mistake on a derabbanan is doesn't require kapara, like the Nesiva says. So that's why by sukkah, if sukkah would be derabbanan, it would have said a lashon of yemayit. Because tayinshi, and if tayinshi, then it's not the end of the world. Because shogeg derabbanan doesn't require kapara, but since it's darais, it says a lashon of psula. Mashen kein legabe mavu, which is tak only derabbanan, it says a lashon of yemayit. Because it's the rabbanan, if a person makes a mistake, then there's no, it's not the biggest deal, because it's only a shogeg of a derabbanan. And a shogeg of a derabbanan doesn't require kapara. And according to this, we have to say that the Zkenim said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoronis that he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamav, because they hold that since Rabbi Yochanan knows Das Beis Shammai and he's not following Das Beis Shammai, he doesn't have a din shogeg. He knows full well what he's doing, and he would require a kapara for eating at his table in the house while sitting in the sukkah. However, we can argue and say that the chiddush of the Nesivos, that a shogeg derabbanan is not an aver at all, contradicts what we said earlier, that in every aver derabbanan there's an issur d'oraisa of lo sasur. Because by a shogeg derabbanan there's a shogeg of lo sasur. So every shogeg derabbanan is really a shogeg d'oraisa. However, that's not difficult at all. Because even though on the derabbanan there's a lo sasur, that's all b'tanai that he's over in issur derabbanan. Mashen kein b'shogeg b'issur derabbanan, the Nesiva says isn't an aver at all. So if you're not over the derabbanan, then you're also not over on the d'oraisa. You're completely off the hook. So now, we should assess every avera derabbanan. Is a person over on the lav of lo sasur? And how is he over? In what case is he over? In the tshuvas of the Dvar Avram, Chelek Beis and Simon Chof Vov, he asks Antosis, that if a sukkah which is psula derabbanan is also pasul d'oraisa, are you going to say that if a person shechts a behema with a shechita which is psula derabbanan, are we going to say that the shechita is psula d'oraisa and he's going to get malchus because he ate an avela? Based on what we said, this is not a question. Because bevadai on a nevela derabbanan, you're not loka on the lav of nevela. Because it's not a nevela d'oraisa. Even though Chazal asked a nevela derabbanan b'achila, and if the person eats it, he's over on lo sasur, but it's everything that's aser midoraisa to eat necessarily a nevela doraisa? No. When he ate this nevela, the Rabbanan, he was over on Los Asur, because the rabbi said not to eat it. So Mel the Taurus is not to eat it, but it doesn't give it the status of an nevela doraisa. And therefore, he's not going to get malchus for eating a nevela doraisa. And the difference between a sukkah, which is psula midrabanan, and shchita, which is psula midrabanan, is that a sukkah, which is a mitzvah sase, in other words, bekum vase. So if it's psula midrabanan, and you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah midrabanan, so midaraisa, you're also not allowed to sit in the sukkah midin lo sasu. And it can't be that you're mekayim a mitzvah sase of sukkah, but the Torah tells you lo sasu. Don't veer from what the rabbis say and don't sit in the sukkah. Mashekin and Avela de Rabbanan, which is Sheval Taise, Avela de Rabbanan, which is Torah is telling you, don't eat it, not go ahead and do it. When the Torah says go ahead and do this, sit in a sukkah. So the mice, you're not sitting in the sukkah because the Torah told you not to sit in the sukkah. But in Avela, the Torah tells you not to eat this not to eat this piece of meat. Sheval Taise. So it's true that you're warned min haTorah, lo sasur. What does lo sasur tell you? Not to eat it. But it doesn't have a shame nevela d'oraisa. It doesn't have a chalos shame nevela. So the sukkah that the Torah tells you to sit in a kosher sukkah, and the rabbis told you not to sit in the sukkah. So how can you say that you're sitting in a sukkah that the Torah told you when they said lo sasur not to sit in the sukkah? So mili, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But in avela, it's true when the rabbis said that this is an avela de rabbanan, they're telling you, the Torah is telling you to listen to the rabbis and not to eat this avela. But it doesn't get a chalos shem avela. Just that you're not allowed to eat it. And not that it has the status of an avela. Hashem came by a sukkah. How can you say that you're mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah when you sit in a sukkah that the Torah tells you not to sit in? Now the Ran argues with Tosfos. The Ran holds that a sukkah that's psula midrabanan, you are nevertheless yotzei midoraisa. You're right, it's pasul midrabanan. But the Raisa, he was Yotzei. And he also says this in Psachim, and the Mishnah of Gamliel, I Omer, if you don't say these three things, but Pesach Matzamor, you're not Yotzei. And the Ran writes, in other words, you're not Yotzei properly. But it doesn't mean that you're not Yotzei at all. Like we find in Sukkah, the Ran says. So that it, when it says in the Gemara that you were never mekayim it's a sukkah, doesn't mean literally you were mekayim, it's just you were mekayim derabanan, but the raisa you were. So it's true that the Ran argues with Tosfos. Nevertheless, legabe gimel dvarim bePesach. Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, Tosfos will agree with Ran. Because the reason of Tosfos is, like we said earlier from the Prima Gadim, that it's because of Lo Sasur. Person was over on Lo Sasur. But Mehechitesi, that he wasn't Mekayim and Mitzvah Doraisa. He just wasn't Yotzei Durabanan because he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah, like the rabbi said. And only by Sukkah, he's over on Lo Sasur. Why? Because the Torah tells him not to sit in the Sukkah. If the rabbis say not to sit in the Sukkah, the Torah is telling you not to sit in the Sukkah. It's an Isser. You say Pesach Matzah and Maror. If you don't say Pesach Matzah and Maror, but you did the Seder properly, so the rest of the Seder wasn't done b'Isser. You're just lacking the Pesach Matzah and Maror. So therefore, the rabbis say that you're not Yotzei the Seder. But to Arise, you Yotzei. In other words, you ate the Pesach, you ate the Matzah and the Maror, and the Pesach. So there's no chisaron in your gufa achila. So since there's no chisaron in your gufa achila, you're yotzei d'oraisa. Does the rabbi say if you didn't say Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, then you're not yotzei d'rabbanan? But there's no iser in your eating of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, and therefore you're yotzei d'rabbanan, and therefore you're yotzei d'oraisa. Hashenki, when it comes to the sukkah, the rabbis are telling you, the Torah is telling you not to sit in this sukkah. Because if the rabbi's passing the sukkah, the Torah is passing the sukkah. So you're being over an isser. So there Tosas holds that you're not even mekayim mitzvah sukkah d'oraisa. Because the Torah is telling you not to sit in just a sukkah. But when it comes to Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, if you ate the Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, you fulfilled your din d'oraisa. If you didn't say Pesach Matzah Mar, so you're a chisaron derabbanan. I'm not saying Pesach Matzah Mar, so derabbanan, you were in Yotzei. But the Raisa, you're Yotzei. So Ena Chinami, that Tosas argues regarding Sukkah, but they don't necessarily argue regarding Pesach Matzah Mar. Regarding Sukkah, they say you're not Yotzei deraisa. But regarding Pesach Matzah Mar, they say you're only not Yotzei derabbanan, like the Ran. Agopana, we understand why the Rabbanan were not choshish domatoi inshi, because of the nesivis. Not choshish that people are going to make a mistake, because it's the Rabbanan b'shogeg, doesn't require kapara. And we also understand that if sukkah would taka only be pasul, the Rabbanan and if only an impossible dweller would have said a lashon of yamayet because of the nesivus, that a shogeg de rabbanan doesn't require kapara, and therefore not choshesh that a person is going to make a mistake. And it's only when a person is mazed on the de rabbanan, then he isn't even mekayim the mitzvah sukkah min haTorah, according to Tosfos. Because the Torah is telling you, Lo Sasser, don't sit in such a sukkah. So how could you be mekayim the mitzvah sitting in such a sukkah? And the Torah tells you not to sit in such a sukkah. Again, Mashen came legav in a veila, but it doesn't have the status of an veila d'oraisa. So there's a ton more to say about this, and hopefully we will continue in a future offering. And in the meantime, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.